Grandpa, can Grandma read us a story?
You want a story?
Yes.
You want a story, Kelly? Okay, listen, Grandma will probably read you a story, okay? I'm sure she will. But why don't you get the other kids outside, okay? Go outside and see if they want to come inside, and Grandma will read a story, okay? All right, go get them.
Right, left, Grandma.
Kids,
come on, get in here,
hurry,
hustle.
Well, we
can
get Grandma to tell us a story. Grandma!
Yes?
The kids want you to come in here and tell a story. You got time?
How about reading a story, not just telling a story?
Read a story, that sounds good.
All right, if everybody's kind of quiet, gather around, and I'll read a story.
Fantastic, here we go.
Hi, boys and girls. Hope you're all doing okay today. We've been reading about Jesus in Gethsemane and then the Jews bringing him up to the high priests and the rabbis. And then they couldn't do anything with him in the middle of the night, so they brought him to Pilate. He says, "What charge do you bring against this man? If he wasn't an evildoer, we wouldn't have brought him to you," they answered rudely. "Well," said Pilate, "take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death," they said. To death? Why did they want to put such a man as this to death? Now you see, the Jews and the Sanhedrin and all of them, they didn't want to kill him themselves because they were afraid of the people. So they wanted the Romans to do their dirty work. Someone shouted, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar." Another cried, "He says that he is Christ, a king." Soon many were shouting all sorts of accusations. Pilate went back and spoke to Jesus. "Do you hear how many things they testify against you?" he asked. Jesus said nothing. He gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor wondered greatly. Pilate had never seen anyone behave like this. Most prisoners denied all charges with anger, but this one refused to defend himself. Was he guilty or innocent? "Are you the king of Israel?" he asked. At this, Jesus asked a question of the governor. "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Jesus wanted to find out whether Pilate was really interested in him as the true king of Israel. It was the governor's chance to accept Jesus and be saved. He passed it by. "Am I a Jew?" Pilate asked. "Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered in those wonderful, never-to-be-forgotten words, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." "So you are a king?" asked Pilate. Jesus said he was, adding, "To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into this world, that I should bear witness unto the truth." Pilate was puzzled. What sort of king was this who wanted nothing but truth? "What is truth?" he asked. But he did not wait for an answer. The shouts of the mob were growing louder and louder. He went outside and called for silence. Then he said, "I find in him no fault at all." At this, the crowd seemed to go mad with rage. Now you notice, just earlier, Jesus in the past 2 or 3 years had been healing these people, and he had been changing people from bad to good, taking out devils, causing the blind to see and the deaf to hear. But you see, the Jews got the crowd all worked up. They're famous for that. They got them worked up to the point where it was like a vigilante crew. And so whether they heard the truth or not, they were all worked up. You see that in some of these race riots. Sometimes you get aliens out there and people that are not white and they're not of our nation. And they get out there and they start burning, and they get out there rioting, and you can tell all types of truth and show them the logical answers, and they can't see it because they are of another race. And that is the same here. These people were worked up and they were just like having a race riot. The devil and his people hate righteousness, and Jesus was righteous. Someone yelled, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee even to this place." This gave Pilate an idea. He remembered that Herod, the ruler of Galilee, was in town. Why not let him decide this case? So he sent Jesus in the care of a Roman guard to the house where Herod was staying. The mob followed, shouting insults. Meanwhile, the chief priests and the Jews and the rabbis stood by vehemently accusing him. Still, Jesus kept silent. No matter how false and wicked the charges made against him, he would not let himself get angry. Herod did not know what to do with the strange prisoner who just stood there calmly looking at him with sad, accusing eyes. Suddenly he went into a rage and let his soldiers mock Jesus and strike him. As a last cruel joke, he had them put a glorious robe on him, then he sent him back to Pilate. Now there was another procession through the streets with more jeers and sneers and shouts of hatred from the Jews. Jesus must have wondered how much longer he could stand it. Then he remembered that the hour for the slaying of the Passover lamb was drawing near. It wouldn't be long now. Pilate was not pleased when Jesus was brought back to him. Now he would have to settle this matter himself. Going out again to the raging crowd, gathered before the judgment hall, he told them how he had questioned the prisoner and found him not guilty. Therefore, because nothing worthy of death has been done by him, I will therefore chasten him and release him. No, they yelled, away with this man. Release to us Barabbas. What shall I do with Jesus, said Pilate. Crucify him, they cried. Why, what evil has he done? Crucify him, was their only answer. And you see, that is the same thing as we have today, where you have crowds of people out there, and they're having race riots and stuff, and they can't even think proper. All they know is they have hatred on their hands. Maybe hatred against the cops or hatred against white people, whatever. And they just yell and scream, and that is the same as it was back then with the Jews. Who was this Barabbas whom the crowd asked Pilate to release? The Bible says he was a robber and a murderer, the leader of a riot in the city. This man had a very bad record. I can imagine that as a boy, Barabbas was always getting in trouble of one kind or another. He may well have been the ringleader of all the naughty boys in the village where he lived. He must have been born about the same time as John the Baptist, but whether he met the great preacher, we do not know. He may have mixed with the crowds of people by the Jordan and heard John say, bring forth, therefore, fruits worthy of repentance. Somewhere in Palestine, he may have listened to the gentle pleading of Jesus as he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But if Barabbas ever did hear those words, he certainly did not heed them. He turned away from God. His heart became hard and cruel. With a group of worldly young men like himself, he started a riot and committed murder. For this, he was arrested and thrown into prison. How grieved his mother must have been when she learned what had happened. And how worried Barabbas must have been, laying there in the dungeon, waiting for his punishment. Condemned to death by crucifixion, he could hardly sleep for terror at the thought of it. Days passed, long, long days and long nights. At last he had carpenters at work in the courtyard, shaping his cross, and he knew the dreaded moment was close at hand. Then, one morning, very early, he was roused by a great commotion outside the prison. Through the window of his cell came the sound of loud, angry voices. Louder and louder they grew. It seemed as though thousands of people were shouting for vengeance on somebody. Who could it be? Who could have stirred up the whole city like this at such an hour? And now, what was that? Barabbas! We want Barabbas! His name? Yet they were shouting his name. Oh, dreadful thought. They wanted to kill him, perhaps tear him limb to limb, perhaps to have him crucified at once. Suddenly he heard a rattling of keys. The jailer. Perhaps he had come to hand him over to the angry crowd. The cell door creaked open. Soldiers entered and ordered him to rise and go with him. Trembling, he obeyed. Up the stairway, along stone corridors, marched the guard and the prisoner. Where could they be taking him? Presently, entering the governor's palace, Barabbas found himself face to face with none other than Pontius Pilate himself. And there beyond him was that angry, seething crowd, still shouting, Barabbas, release to us, Barabbas. Their eyes rested upon someone else, a lonely figure standing near Pilate. Surely I have seen this man before, he thought. Why, that is Jesus of Nazareth. That is the famous teacher whom all the people love. What is he doing here? Surely he has committed no crime. Then Pilate spoke to the crowd. Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? Barabbas, shrieked the crowd again, Barabbas. Pilate turned to the soldiers, let him go. Then he released Barabbas unto them. Bounding down the steps, Barabbas could hardly contain himself for joy. This was too wonderful for words. Instead of being tortured and crucified, as he expected to be, he was free. Free! Pilate himself had released him. What happened to Barabbas after that, we do not know. So far, as the Bible story goes, he was lost in the crowd on that dreadful day. Perhaps, who knows, his wicked heart was touched as he realized that Jesus took his place and bore his cross. From that moment on, everybody could feel sure that he was included in the glorious salvation that Jesus provided. All of the white race, modern-day Israel, 2,000 years later, every son and daughter of Adam, every boy and girl, may say with confidence, "He died for me." While Pilate was seated on the judgment seat, a servant knew by, bowed low and handed him a message. Opening the note, Pilate found to his surprise that it was from his wife. It read, "Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." This woman may have well been a secret disciple of Jesus, of whom there were many in Jerusalem. At least she was sure he was a good man and did not deserve to be punished. Just what she saw in her dream, the Bible does not say. But it could have been the story of a crucified man coming back from the grave to become king of the whole world. Whatever it was, it frightened her so much that she could not rest till she had urged her husband to let him go. Pilate should have heeded the warning, but he didn't. He was afraid of the anger of the Jewish rulers and the rabbis and the report that they might send to the Roman emperor about him. You see, boys and girls, not just children have peer pressure, but adults have peer pressure too. And adults are fearful. But they're not just fearful of being poked fun of. They're afraid of losing their job or not being liked in their community. So adults are fearful too. They shouldn't be, because Jesus will look after them, just like he will look after you. By this time, Pilate was sure that Jesus was innocent and he should have released him then and there. Instead, he turned him over to his soldiers to be scourged. Perhaps he thought this would satisfy the mob and stop them from calling for his death. Scourging was a terrible punishment. It was done with a whip that was brought down with a great force on a prisoner's back. Poor Jesus. How he must have suffered as lash after lash fell upon him. But it was not only the whip that hurt so much, but the thought that the men could be so cruel, unjust, and hateful. Soon his flesh was cut to ribbons. Yet even this did not satisfy the beasts who were torturing him. Some of them made a crown from pieces of a thorn bush and shoved it down on Jesus' head. The sharp thorns tore open more wounds. After they had done their worst, the soldiers put a purple robe on their bleeding prisoner and led him back to the judgment hall. When Pilate saw Jesus, he turned to the crowd and cried, "Behold the man." "Crucify him! Crucify him!" they yelled. "Shall I crucify your king?" asked Pilate. "We have no king but Caesar," roared the crowd. "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend." At this, Pilate gave in. Calling for a basin of water, he washed his hands, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it." And the soldiers led him away. "Hail, King of the Jews," they sneered, as they took the purple robe off him and dressed him in his own clothes. But he took no notice of them. Half dead from weariness and pain and loss of blood, Jesus was now told to carry the great wooden cross on which he was to die. But it was too much for him. He staggered on its weight. Sure that the prisoner would never be able to carry such a load all the way to the place of crucifixion, the soldiers wondered what to do next. Looking around at the people who had gathered to see the procession, they picked on a strong-looking man and pressed him into service. They picked up a strong-looking man and pressed him into service. This man had arrived in Jerusalem on a visit and now found himself ordered to carry a criminal's cross. Okay, boys and girls, we'll read some more tomorrow. Love you. Bye.
There's an old saying. The problem with white people is that they don't stick together. Does it matter to you? It's time to stop pretending there isn't a problem. Step 1, educate yourself. 2, start having a conversation with others. And 3, keep doing it. Small steps can change the world. This message brought to you by The White Side. Listen each week here at KKK Radio.
Some parents will say, "We will not influence our children in making choices and decisions in matters of race and religion." Why not? The ads will. The press will. The radio will. The TV will. The movies will. The neighbors will. The business will. Their politicians will. We can use our influence over flowers, vegetables, pets, and cattle. Should we ignore our children? This message brought to you by Stories with Grandma. Listen with your children every weekday.